This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we hear from Dr. Charles Nicholson from the University of Wisconsin-Madison on the latest when it comes to federal milk marketing orders. It's going to be a big topic as we close out the year. Here are some excerpts from his recent PDP Dairy Signal.
This has actually been something like a marathon. Back to March of 2023, when there was an initial request to have a hearing to talk about this thing we call make allowances. And that actually came from a number of different dairy organizations. In June, USDA said, yeah, we're going to do this thing. You can send us additional proposals for stuff you want to talk about. In August, they started this grueling hearing that went on until January down in the central part of Indiana. And then they took all the information that people had talked about in this hearing. They took all that information, reviewed it in July of this year. Again, more than a year after the process started, they put out a recommended decision. And that's a way of saying, here's what we're thinking about doing, but we're happy to have you give us some comments about how it might be different. And then actually just last month, on the 12th of November, they said, okay, this is it. This is the final deal. This is what we call the final decision. So right now, we are in the producer referendum part, the producer vote. That actually has an important deadline of the end of this month. So December 31st is when the ballots need to be postmarked, need to be received by USDA by the middle of next month. After that, USDA will announce the results of the vote, and likely that'll be that implementing early in 2025 the changes. So we are not quite across the finish line, but most of the hard work is done. And the hardest part that remains is sort of putting a ballot in an envelope, licking it, and putting it in the mail to USDA. And there's a lot of details that in the day-to-day operation of a dairy farm, producer probably doesn't want to think about, doesn't need to think about that much. But they are all things that will affect the pay price for milk now and into the future if the changes are accepted. So kind of as a high-level thing, there's going to change some of the ways in which we price milk based on a standard composition of milk, basically saying we have more components in milk now, so we're going to account for that in how we price milk. We use product prices like cheese to figure out what the class three price is going to be. In the past, that's been based on using both a barrel price for cheese, like a 500-pound barrel of cheese, and a 40-pound block. USDA said for reasons that relate to kind of better predictability, we're going to get rid of the barrels as a part of that. Some key things, increasing this thing we call the make allowance, reverting to the higher of, and then also increasing these things we call class one differentials. The key thing is that all these have the potential to impact the price of milk being paid and the values of components that are being paid on farms going forward. And maybe the details are less important than think a little bit about what the potential impacts might be. All of these things will kind of be important for different producers in different parts of the U.S. The impacts of these changes are going to vary by order. Producers in a place like Florida are likely to see higher pay prices because they have a lot of that class one milk that's going to benefit from the increases in the class one differential. Places like California, places like Arizona, places like the upper Midwest are likely to see lower pay prices, at least in the next couple of years. But a lot of things you got to be careful about are if we take 90 cents off a pay price in the upper Midwest, producers are going to start thinking about making some decisions a little bit differently about milk production and how many cows get culled at what times. So there's going to be some dynamic adjustments that take place over time that we should keep in mind. Producers are the only ones that get to vote in this election. The processors don't get to vote. It's just producers and their co-ops. And so this is your opportunity to kind of express to USDA what you think the best way forward is. If you want some additional resources to help you think about what that decision is like, we have previous Dairy Signal episodes that you can go back and look at that talk about this in more detail. And we also have coming out this month and next month in Hordes Dairyman a couple of articles that are talking more specifically about some of the things that we talked about today.
That's UW-Madison's Dr. Charles Nicholson. And for more, head to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.